Rapidly increasing low-level moisture flowing into the region will help to destabilize the atmosphere, although many of the other dynamics remain relatively weak. Temperatures for the day will be dependent upon the amount of mid and high-level clouds we see, but will still likely climb well into the 80s and low 90s for much of the region. Heat indices will likely come close to 100 degrees in parts of the Hudson Valley and Connecticut, and a heat advisory may be issued by the National Weather Service. The Storm Prediction Center has much of our area under a slight to marginal risk for severe weather. More on that in a minute. The risk of severe weather will continue into the evening, though, as the boundary moves through the area. Tuesday looks to see some drying in the atmosphere with westerly winds, plenty of sunshine, and highs in the 80s to near 90 degrees, with Wednesday looking very similar except with less wind. The end of the week is looking rather stagnant with daily chances for showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 80s and low 90s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the northeast, a marginal risk of severe storms for western New England to the Ohio Valley, and a marginal risk of severe storms over southern North Dakota, southeastern Montana, and the central high plains. Scattered damaging winds appear most likely today through mid-evening across parts of the northeast as a shortwave trough over Ontario and the upper Great Lakes dampens slightly as it moves across southern Quebec through early Tuesday. An associated cold front should shift east from the lower Great Lakes into New England, with the trailing portion weakening over the Ohio Valley tonight. Storms are ongoing this morning over the lower Great Lakes in western New York within a low-level warm air advection regime just ahead of the surface cold front. Some uncertainty exists as to how the convection will evolve throughout the day, with some models indicating the activity decays while others propagate its outflow east-southeastward with convective development maintained. Given mid-level height falls already overspreading the warm sector and low-level warm air advection likely persisting, the latter scenario appears more plausible. Should this occur, convection may push across the region from parts of Pennsylvania and New Jersey north prior to peak afternoon heating. However, with upper 60s to low 70s surface dew points already present across much of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and far southeast New York, and pockets of robust diadiabatic heating likely to occur per visible satellite imagery, a risk for scattered damaging winds may develop as far north as the Hudson Valley. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, a heat advisory is in effect until this evening. There'll be a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. It'll be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 95 and a heat index as high as 102. In Boston, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly later in the day, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms, highs near 80 degrees. It'll be windy with a southwest wind, 20 to 25 miles an hour, and gusts as high as 35 possible. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 83 degrees with a record of 97 set in 1963. Normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 46 set in 1953. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Becoming partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of the storms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall across the region. It'll be hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, warm and humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, hot and humid with highs in the lower 90s, and for tonight, mostly cloudy this evening and becoming partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, as well as Schoharie, and the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, hot and humid with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Scattered showers and thunderstorms persist, humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, including the Litchfield Hills and Torrington, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Hot and humid with a high near 90. And for tonight, mostly cloudy, then becoming partly cloudy with scattered showers and storms persisting, lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to south of Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. And tonight, mostly cloudy, then clearing. Still some scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Low temperatures in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, sunny, breezy, and warm with highs in the mid and upper 80s. Sunny and hot for Wednesday, highs in the mid-80s to low 90s. Thursday as well. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the low and mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.